And now dictation for James Crowley, Crowley, March 737. Address as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 465956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mr. Crowley, who has advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, underlying CHF and low ejection fraction, last visit in August, denies hospital admission, weight is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, has some degree of frequency, but no nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, flow minor decrease, no gross edema, claudication symptoms, denies discolor of the toes, last complaint of bilateral hip and knee discomfort, but no anti-inflammatory agents, stable dyspnea, has not required any oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND, no chest pain palpitation syncope, because of weight gaining, from 190s to 197, he is back on diuretics every other day and is working very well. Medication list review, I want to highlight beta blockers Coric, Losartan, and Demadex. Next paragraph. Blood pressure 132 over 80, no localized valguses. Occasionally Ralston bases, no pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, distended abdomen, question ascites, no rebound guarding, no major edema, does have a pacemaker device on the left upper chest, mild decrease hearing, normal speech, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries, February creatinine of 2, no major changes since 2019, already 3 years. Present GFR 32, stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage Three B, stable over time, not symptomatic. Discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. He should have some calls to get some learning about meaning of advanced renal failure on the phone. No indication for AV fistula at this point in time. Next number, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, continuous soft fluid restrictions, okay to use diuretics every other day, follow daily weight at home, prior aortic valve replacement, has a pacemaker defibrillator with biventricular leads. Next number, other sources of dyspnea, COPD. Continue inhalers. Next number, hypertension, tolerating ACE inhibitors among others. Next paragraph, there has been no need for changes diet for potassium, no need for acid-base replacement, nutrition is stable, no need for phosphorus binders, and no need for EPO treatment. Chemistry is in a regular basis, come back on the next 4 to 6 months.